Right in here?
Ah, yeah, okay. Should I be this close? Yes, okay. Perfect. Thank you. I should just start whenever? Okay. Okay. Here I go. So, this is actually a little bit awkward, so I'm here for the confession booth. And where else can I say something anonymously like this? So I'm just gonna start. Okay. So I want to tell you today about one night. That was actually a longer while ago, and I was at a friend's house. Well, okay, to be exact, we were more like friends with benefits, but nothing serious, just some casual sex here and there. Okay, but what I wanted to say is that there were also his two friends over at that day. And I didn't know them well, but I had met them a couple of times before, and I liked them enough to hang with them, but let's just say, you know what? The only important and most important detail is that they were both hot. I'm getting nervous now. I mean, they were like really, really hot. Hot, hot, okay? And I wasn't certain, so I don't know if this is facts, but guys being guys, I just assume they knew about the arrangements my friend and I had during that time. So, anyway, I'm getting a little flustered here. We were all drinking together, some liquor and also beer, and we were playing a party game where you pick characters and fight each other. I bet you know this one because it's quite popular, actually. And we were having a really good time. So we were throwing some smack talk back and forth, myself especially, even though I wasn't very good at it. They weren't much better though, but it was pretty clear who was the weakest link. Me! Okay, either way, we were just having fun. So the night goes on, and we're playing and drinking, and we get to a point where we'd all just finished a game. After a long bout of laughing about, I don't even remember what, there was a lull in the conversation. And suddenly, I felt this tension filling the room. My friend cuts the silence. And he makes a proposition. He says,
"Why don't we make this next round a little more interesting?"
And that's when he suggests it.
"How about this? The first person who knocks her out of the game gets to fuck her."
Talking about me, of course. They all mumble in agreement. Until I'm the only one who hasn't spoken yet. Because part of me couldn't believe he suggested it, but the other part of me, well, let's just say she wasn't so hasty to turn it down. I paused for a second, looked around at them. They're all pretending it's casual. Keeping their cool, not staring at me, but glancing with curious eyes, waiting to gauge my reaction. And I feel the desire. I see them undressing me with their eyes. So, being the slut that I am, I smirk a little bit, and I say, in the most natural tone I can muster, "Okay, sure." and I laugh a little bit. You see, the next game after this proposition is nothing like the last few hours. They're all chasing my character around on the screen. They fight each other off of me, here and there, but their attention is fixed firmly on me. I had trouble before staying in the game, but with the three of them focusing on me, it's impossible. They're tossing me around, and every time they hit me, I feel myself shudder a little bit, because I know what they're all after me for. What the prize is. My heart rate is increasing, and my breath is getting heavier. I'm trying my best to stay in the game, but it's too much, and with every hit I take, and every life I lose, I feel myself getting more and more turned on. I start to laugh a little bit when I get down to my last life. God, I'm doing it now just thinking about it. They're all playing harder than ever. They started ignoring each other by this point, knowing that the next hit could be the one that gets them inside me. And my heart is pounding, my face hot. I'm trying as hard as I can to stay away, but they want it too badly. They want me too badly. By the time I'm close to being knocked out, I'm a giggling mess. My fingers are slipping on the controls. I'm trying my best to put up a good fight, even though my body is begging me to just let one of them fuck me already. And finally, one of them catches me with a really powerful hit, and my character launches off the screen and I'm knocked out. I couldn't remember who was playing the character who hit me, so I stand up and turn towards them, laughing. And it's only after I look them in the eyes that I can see who won. And it wasn't my friend, but one of the other two. He stands up and I try and get away, extending that feeling of running from them in the game just a tiny bit longer. I only make it past the TV, but then he grabs me by the wrist at first, pulls me back, one hand on my hip, one on my shoulder, and he pushes me slowly and firmly down to the floor. I don't fight it. I knew what I signed up for, and besides, I wanted it more than anything. Oh, fuck. I'm laughing the whole time. Laughing as I get pushed down to my knees. Laughing as his hand pushes the small of my back and I bend over onto my hands and knees for him. I only stop laughing when he grabs the waistband of my shorts and my underwear and just rips them down to my thighs. He's laughing a little too, but there's a hint of satisfaction in his voice and his breath. He doesn't wait. He grabs my ass once to spread me. Sees how wet I already am for being fought over in the game. He unzips his pants. and it doesn't take him any longer than a couple seconds before he's pushing his cock inside me. He grabs my hips and starts to pound me. It's easy. I'm wet. He won fair and square and I moan as he fucks me. It takes a second to register in my brain that the other two are still there. They're still fighting each other in the game for a reason I didn't fully understand yet, but I catch them glancing down at us, watching me moan as I get fucked from behind. I feel him pound into his prize as they're all bantering about something I have trouble paying attention to. My mind is melting when he grips me tighter and pushes himself deeper inside me. Vaguely, in the background of my mind, I hear the game end. And in the moment, I remember noticing his shadow on the ground first. I don't look up, but the guy fucking me grabs my hair and makes me. And suddenly, I'm looking my friend in the eyes as he's unzipping his pants. He's hard, obviously, from the chase, from watching his friend take me. So he kneels down, and only when I open my mouth and start sucking his cock, does the guy inside me let my hair go. I'm in ecstasy. Pure, mindless bliss. Fucked from both ends like a whore. I look up into my friend's eyes as I suck on his dick, and he runs his hands through my hair. I can't focus on him like I should, because I'm getting railed from behind. My eyes roll into the back of my head as he speeds up, pounding away at my pussy. There's too much going on, so I don't realize what's happening until it does. I remember he rams his dick deep inside me, impales me on it, groans, and starts to come in my pussy. I'm barely registering my friend's dick in my mouth as it happens. My arms and legs are shaking, and for some reason, I notice the music from the game idling in the background. Just as he finishes pumping his last bit of cum inside my pussy. Oh, fuck. But it doesn't end there. The guy behind me pulls out and while I'm still feeling his cum leaking down my legs, my friend pulls away and walks behind me. I already know what he's about to do, but I feel like I'm shaking with anticipation as he kneels behind me and starts rubbing his tip against my pussy lips. He asks me to beg for it nicely, and I do. I say please more times than I can count. I beg him to fuck me. Please fuck me. Please. Please fuck me. Please. Fuck me. And as he's putting his cock inside me, the third guy walks in front of me. His dick is already out, and it's hard, of course, and I know the drill at this point, so I give him a little giggle and open my mouth to stick out my tongue. Except this time, the new guy in front of me grabs my hair and pulls my head back, and he puts his balls in my mouth and starts to stroke himself. I look up into the eyes of this person, a person that I'm barely acquainted with, as I suck his balls and he strokes his dick over my face, while my friend is fucking me from behind, pumping away at my already cum-filled pussy. It was probably around there when I realized I was a huge slut. So I stayed there between them, moaning on this guy's balls as my buddy fucks my pussy like he's never done it before. I don't even know where the first guy went, but I wasn't even worried about that. Guy number three pulls my mouth away, but I leave it open, knowing what he wants. And he starts fucking my mouth. My friend's hands are all over me, sliding under my shirt, grabbing my tits, my hips, and my ass. I couldn't get that idea out of my head. The thought that this whole time he's fucking his friends come deep inside me, all while this other guy is making me choke on his cock. I feel the familiar signs from my friend. I can tell that he's close to coming, and for a moment, I'm afraid I'll be disappointed. That he's gonna pull out and come on my ass or something, but he knows me better than that. He grabs my hips tight and, just like his friend, he slams himself into me and comes in my pussy. I feel his cock throbbing inside me, and it puts me over the edge, and I have this mind-blowing orgasm. I was almost worried my limbs were gonna give out, but I stayed up. And something about all this, probably watching me take my second load of the night, it makes this third guy lose it. He pulls my hair, pulling my head off of his dick, holds it firmly back, makes me look into his eyes. And this guy I barely know, he calls me a good girl, and then empties his balls onto my face.
Oh, good girl.
Oh, fuck. Painting my red cheeks and my chin and my glasses with his cum. From his eyes I could see that this was the hardest he'd ever came in his life. He pumped so much cum onto me, I couldn't believe it. And my friend just fucking spanks me. That is what finally makes my arms and legs give out. And for a minute, I'm just left there on the floor. The three guys are all talking around me, but I'm not really listening to them. I'm just listening to the idling music from that game on the TV. And some kind of exhausted, pleasant days. And the thing that finally snaps me out of it is my friend bringing me a bottle of water and a box of tissues. I can't believe I told this story here, honestly. But in conclusion, I guess I just want to say I don't regret it. Well, the only thing I really regret is not encouraging the third guy to come inside me after my friend did too. No, but it felt good. So good. Being the trophy, the prize, watching them fight over me before they fucked me. The fun didn't even end there. I ended up having lots of sex that night. Great sex. But that first session encounter, honestly, whatever you want to call it, the whole whoever knocks her out first gets to fuck her thing, that stuck with me. And that's probably the sluttiest thing I've ever done. And that's why this is my confession. Okay, that's it really. Mwah. Bye.